this is your, I guess, first year playing extended minutes, and you went up against an offensive line that many consider, hey, this might be the best outfit in the country. What do you take away from having played against a line like that?
Same thing I take away from playing against any line. You know, we like to view everybody as pretty much the same. Just come out and do your assignment, you know, and you should expect the same result regardless of who you're going against.
You talk about the opportunity you guys have. I mean, obviously things didn't go as planned on Saturday, but you guys get the number five team in the country to bounce back on.
They're number five? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty interesting. Well, I mean, you know, it's people in helmets. Just like everybody else, come out, play your best that you could possibly play, you know, and the results speak for themselves.
Do you think that is that any added motivation or anything? I mean, granted, they're not a 1-5 team or anything. Does that help kind of get past Wisconsin and look forward?
I mean, I don't know. Just our mentality, regardless of who you are, just going to come out and play football.
Other than maybe the stats, what's been the biggest difference the last 2 weeks compared to how the season started? And we're all going to glance and go, oh, wow, they gave up a lot of points. But what have you seen? What's the difference? What's the difference this last couple weeks?
I mean, personally, I really couldn't tell you. You know, the points on the board, obviously. Probably had to be it. You know,
is there a reason in your mind, or is it just – you know, is there a common denominator in the last two games?
The points on the board. Yeah. I mean, you know, the game is the game. You know, the only difference, well, the teams wear different colors, mm-hmm. if you want to look at it like that. But that's the only thing that really jumps out, just points on the board.
Christian was kind of talking about how it seemed like some guys were maybe going through the motions in practice. Is that something that maybe you kind of picked up on, maybe guys not giving the type of effort that you would expect and find yourself maybe having to call them out from time to time?
Well, I mean, I don't really remember anybody just, you know, lagging ever, but God forbid, but if that ever were the case, you know, you can definitely believe people will be on top of that. People will be on top of something like that if it were to occur.
And when you, because I know you talked before about how you take a lot from watching the film, what did you take away from the game last weekend? Like when you did get a chance to go back and watch and see, you know, the things that did go right and the things that didn't go right?
Probably just had to be in better position. I mean, you know, like Wisconsin's offensive line is bigger than a lot of other offensive lines, so just fighting through them, you know. But you know, just learn from that. Just be in better position, probably for Michigan State, who has a pretty large line themselves.
And you talk about their offensive line, but you say their offense in general is as good of an offense as you guys are going to be facing this year, just given the fact that they, at least in their games, have been able to show a solid balance of running the ball and then being able to throw it?
Well, I mean, somebody just said they were the number five team, so obviously they have to be pretty good.